The struggle to lose weight is real, and I am all about the help wherever I can get it. How about y'all? Are you ready to lose weight? With Effecty, getting access to powerful GLP-1 weight loss medications has never been easier or more affordable. Effecty offers compound semaglutide, the same active ingredients as the popular name brands, but for up to 80% less. These medications work by regulating appetite and blood sugar, helping you lose weight in a sustainable and science-backed way. Getting started is simple. Fill out a short medical questionnaire, then connect with a licensed provider through a quick chat-based telehealth consultation. If you're eligible, your prescription gets shipped straight to your door. No hassle, no waiting rooms. With transparent pricing, no hidden fees, and no membership required, Effecty is committed to making proven weight loss treatments accessible to everyone. You guys, I am loving my NAD Plus and Metformin that I received from Effecty. For me, the combo has been the jumpstart I needed to start the weight loss train and feel better while doing it. Are you ready to level up your weight loss game? Right now, my listeners can get $50 off GLP-1 weight loss treatments at Effecty.com with code CLINK at checkout. That's Effecty.com. EFFECTY.com and use code CLINK to get $50 off your first month of GLP-1 weight loss treatments. No hassles, no memberships, and no hidden fees. Get started today.
Okay, I have to tell you a quick story really, really fast. But I was walking with my friend the other day at tennis, and she was asking me if I use this app that you get cash back when you're shopping. She was telling me all about how she gets cash back at, I think, Neiman Marcus. Well, I was like, yes, I use an app called Rakuten, and I've been using it for now forever, what seems like. You guys have heard me talk about it before. You heard Gretchy talk about it. And she was like, yes, that's it. Rakuten is the app that I use also, which 17 million people use Rakuten. But I mean, I was super stoked to know that one of my friends is also saving money. And I'm telling you, you guys, cash gets deposited into my PayPal for me shopping. It's a no-brainer. It's also super easy. You just download the Rakuten app and you start shopping at your favorite stores. There's 3,500 of them, so it's easy to do. I go to Nike, Sephora, Macy's, what else? Ulta. They all have cash back. Now, get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for those details. That's Rakuten. That's again, Rakuten. Your cashback really does add up.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome. I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are housewives of true crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
Welcome.
I did a middle part.
Welcome.
Oh, good job with your middle part. Welcome. Mm-hmm. How are you today, Gretchen? Housewives of True Crime.
I'm 2 cocktails deep.
Oh,
you kept me waiting.
I did. You guys, I had a little hiccup.
And I am drinking them out of my listener gift. Thank you, Susie and Xtina.
Oh, clink, clink.
I use it all the time. And if you check out YouTube, then you can see I enjoy the glass.
Oh, you know what? I was supposed to bring my sugar glider today.
Damn it.
I could probably go get him.
We're all okay.
Nobody wants to see him.
Or hear. Most people just hear us.
Okay. Next time. Next week.
Next time.
Oh,
next
no. Time. 2 weeks away.
2 weeks. Okay.
I'm going to be on a little trip next time we record. So you'll see me.
I'm sure they'll be waiting with bated breath. They'll be like, damn it. What's going on with Tab's tennis game? And how is where I want to see that sugar rat.
You do. It's very cute.
Okay, listen, I'll tell you what they do want to hear about because I just saw it in the group. I just posted that we were just about to record.
Yes.
Everybody wants to know about the Snoop wine.
Oh, gosh. You guys, I heard about the Snoop wine. Heard about it when she was drinking it. And then I heard about it the next day.
You guys. Okay, so the Snoop wine. First of all, I think it's excellent for parenting because kids are fascinated by the talking label and your children will learn how to say, raise your old glass. And I love that. Okay.
Yeah.
So I recommend now. So I had a little Zoom happy hour with some of my friends. I have more than one.
More than just
contrary
me.
Contrary to popular belief, more than just you.
Wasn't I supposed to be on that Zoom, friend?
Tab was supposed to be on it, but I don't know. She it's hard with the time difference,
yeah,
you know?
Is.
Anyhow, Tab missed out. So I was like, you know what time it is for me to Zoom with the ladies?
Snoop time.
Yeah. I'm like, drop it like it's hot. Wine style in my mouth. So I drank it. I drank 3 glasses.
So almost a whole bottle.
So yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't judge.
I'm not judging, dude.
And, you know, there's a reason why I steer clear. It was delicious. I was like, damn, this is good.
Yes, but you do have a problem with red wine.
I do have a problem with red wine.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what?
She had a problem.
Snoop did me dirty. He did me so dirty. I felt like butt for like
not just the morning, like all day.
Oh my God. Like all day. And like even I started to get a migraine. And like when I get a migraine, it takes like a couple days to like shake it sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God. I really regretted my one night stand with Snoop because it was, yeah. He did me dirty. So the next day, what is so funny is that, that was on a Thursday. And so on Friday, that's the day I usually do something fun with my kids. We have like a short
zoo.
Day at school.
Yeah.
Or the zoo or like something. Right.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh God, I am like still feeling horrible. And Tab called me on the phone and said, oh, the new SpongeBob movie is out. And I was like, hey, you guys want to like not do anything cool?
You're
and
like, wanna
go home and watch the new SpongeBob movie? And they were like, yeah. I was like, oh, Lord have mercy. Thank you. That was the answer to my prayers because mommy needed to just like siesta. So we did that and my kids like get me out of bed and they're like, Mom, the bottle guy is in the movie. Snoop is in the movie.
No way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God. I didn't even know. I didn't. My kids watched it. But I did not watch it.
I'm like, oh my gosh, I cannot shake him.
All day. I'll tell you another good kids movie that just came out. We've watched it like 50 times already. It's called Raya and the Last Dragon. And it's
I hope you've watched it 50 times. So that movie costs a pretty penny. It's
$30. It's $30.
And you gotta have the Disney Plus app.
You have to have Disney Plus plus. You gotta pay the $30 to watch it. It's cheaper than taking him to the movies. I'll tell you that. And you know, like, you know, pop some popcorn and you're good.
Yeah, but you know, but I feel like I don't get like mom points out of stuff like that. Like my kids don't know the difference between that and me, you know, putting on whatever. I want the points. I'm so mad
you are
that
so
they're like
that.
Grown up and they don't remember all those trips to Disneyland and such.
Oh,
you know,
I know. Yeah.
When they get older and they say like, we didn't do anything, I'm going to be like, you need to look at my Facebook timeline because we did a lot. Okay.
You don't post that much on Facebook. I don't either.
I think I posted more when we did stuff besides go to the beach. How many pictures of me at the beach with my kids do people want to see?
True. Truth.
Truth.
Truth. Well, clink, clink to not having clink, clink in that glass.
No, this is tequila.
Oh, she's on a
ranch water, as you say.
Ranch water.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is my specialty. I love it. Mm-hmm. Love it. Well, let's get to what you got getting to.
Crime time? Okay, let's do it.
Okay.
Tabitha.
Ooh, I like
how you said
my
name. Middle name. What is your middle name? Is it Anne?
Yeah, it's Anne.
Oh, okay. Yeah, then I didn't know it. Tabitha Anne. Kane.
Anne. And you are Gretchen. It starts with a K. Kara.
That's right. That's right. Maybe we should just give the people our maiden names and social security numbers while we're at it.
I was just thinking that, by the way. I was just thinking that.
Maybe TMI, but whatever. They're all
we
cool,
trust
right?
You.
Okay. Yeah, no fraud. Okay. Anywho, okay. Rachel Wade, today's story is brought to us by a listener who wishes not to be named. And they have an interesting connection to someone that has an interesting connection to Miss Rachel Wade, who I'm about to tell you about.
Okay.
At the end, I will fill you in on what's up with that piece of business, okay? But you're going to have to wait for it. Just keep your ears open. Okay, we are going back to Florida.
Okay. We love Florida. Okay.
We love Florida. We gotta get out there, you know? Okay. Pinellas Park.
Hold on, let me tell you something real quick.
Yeah.
Everybody from Texas goes to Florida for vacation. It is like the place.
Yeah, I knew that. I tried to tell you that. Yeah.
Yeah. So I know we'll be in Pensacola to see our friends real soon.
Oh my God, please.
And you're coming with me.
Yeah, I am, of course. Okay. So I'm taking you on a trip to Pinellas Park. 2008, 2009.
Okay.
Around 40,000.
Okay.
So not a very big town. No. Looks like a nice Florida town.
Yeah.
Okay. Rachel grew up in a loving two-parent household. Her mother is a special ed teacher. So, you know, she like has the patience of a saint.
Oh my God. I always am like, you guys are. I had my parent teacher conference today. And the teacher was just so like, I just love your son and he's so great. And I mean, it makes my heart melt, but I also, you know that it's not easy. So yeah,
we talk about it all the
place
time
in heaven for sure.
Neither one of us could do it sure. No. And shout out to all the teachers out there right now who have kids at home. Trying to do school
and Zooming.
And they're trying to teach school. Yeah.
Well, bananas. Hopefully they're back at school, or if not, soon. I'm done.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So Rachel got the good parents, real cute girl, blonde, tan, you know, Florida dream, got the whole world in front of her. But like a lot of young ladies, she went through a rebellious stage around age 15.
Okay.
But Rachel's rebellious phase was extra. She did more than just miss curfew tab. Her sophomore year in high school, she ran away from home 14 times.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a lot.
That's a lot. Yeah. She would like, I read she would sleep in like lounge chairs at hotel. I mean, I guess it's kind of easy to run away in Florida. Like there's so many beaches and hotels. I don't know. Whatever. Anyways, her parents were forced to ask for help finding her from the police. So they were worried. It was a serious situation. It seemed like Rachel was out of control. She really began to spiral when she was found in a car with a 19-year-old, and he was arrested and charged with a felony sex crime. Her arguments at home with her parents became so volatile that the police were called to the house several times. When Rachel was almost 17, she told her parents that she was moving in with her boyfriend, and at that point, they just let her. I am sure that they felt like more independence, you know, might make her grow up. But Rachel's temper still got the best of her after she left her parents' house. That boyfriend was named Nick, and he says that things were real bad when Rachel lived with him. When him and Rachel argued, things escalated quickly. Nick says Rachel not only hit him, but she also held a knife to his throat at one point.
Yikes. Rachel is a little cray. And where did that come
from? She probably needs to be on. I think that she probably needed attention. She probably has like a, you know, a chemical imbalance or something, clearly.
Okay.
Okay. So that relationship lasted until Rachel, it lasted about 3 years, but until Rachel learned that Nick had been cheating on her. But when that relationship ended, it actually seemed like Rachel was getting it together. She moved out, moved into her own apartment. She got her GED and she started working at Applebee's.
Well, that sounds like she's on the right path.
On the right path, right? Mm-hmm. That's about the path I was on at that age. Okay. So, and look at me now. So
successful.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, by the way, you guys, I just found out, Gretchen told me this week that her ex-boyfriend works at the, what do you call that? The home improvement store in my town.
Yes.
And I drove. Oh my God. Okay. So I almost went in today, by the way. So I had to go to Party City, which was next to it or in close proximity. And if I had enough time, I was going to go in. And so I was videoing for you the place. And then I said his name. And so my daughter was like, we got to go find. Oh, sorry. Just told you his name.
Shit. I got to delete that.
My daughter said, we got to go find what so-and-so.
Him. Yeah.
And I was like, oh yeah. So we're on, Kyla and I are going to go find.
On a mission. Him. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's pretty funny that you bring that up because I was not planning on mentioning that part, but I am going to tell a little bit of that story at the end of this.
Oh, you are. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. It all ties in. Yeah. Okay. So. Rachel working at Applebee's.
Okay.
So things seem like they are turning around for Rachel. She had made amends at this point with her parents. Good, right? And was being responsible about supporting herself.
Okay.
Then one night at a party, she reunited with an old flame named Josh. Josh Camacho and Rachel was like a moth to a flame for Mr. Josh. Okay. Josh came with some baggage, though. He had, for one, baby mama drama. Josh cheated on that baby mama, so their co-parenting style was not copacetic, right? So she could get a little bitter at whoever he was dating, and he kind of fueled that fire, right? Now, Rachel was not deterred. She loved the way Josh wore those tank tops. Some people call them wife beaters. I'm not sure if that's acceptable to say anymore.
It probably is 100% not acceptable to say, but
acceptable to say anymore. But that is what I.
That's how I
formally known as. Yeah. Formally known as. Okay. And he had a pit bull, and he lived with his mom. What a catch!
And did he wear Converse?
Probably.
And his socks really high.
I know this. we know those types. Okay. By the way, I love all dogs, even pit bulls. I just cannot stand when they don't get love and attention they deserve and call me judgmental, but I don't picture Josh taking his pooch on long walks and signing up for obedience school at Petco.
Got it. My brother has a pit bull and it looks so scary. And it is like the
I've met pit bulls that were so sweet. Yeah. Of course. I just think you have to
nurture.
Young, irresponsible people use those dogs as a status symbol and then they don't give them the love they deserve.
Yeah.
Okay. So believe it or not, Rachel wasn't the only pretty girl in Pinellas Park to fall for Josh's charms. Josh started seeing a young lady named Sarah Ruderman at the same time as he was involved with Rachel.
Did it spark her fire? Did it spark her fire? Rachel was a little spitfire.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so let me tell you. Sarah was a little younger than Rachel and a really good student in school. She was not a wild child like Rachel. In fact, Josh was her first boyfriend. Sarah's parents were not fans of his, but they trusted Sarah's judgment and probably thought, well, she's almost 18. How long is this going to last anyways?
Yeah.
If
she's a good student, she's probably going off to college.
I kind of think
whatever.
That. Yeah. I mean, and I sort of get that. You think like, oh, my kid is dating a loser, but you're like, the more I push it, it might push them closer together. So maybe I ought to just let this run its course.
Yeah.
So when it all started, Josh had it pretty good. He was hanging out with good girl Sarah until she had to be home by her 11 o'clock curfew. And then he would go spend the night at Rachel's place.
Yeah, I know that. I know those. Yeah. I know those types too.
Yeah. So this was good for him for a minute. But when Rachel discovered she was not Josh's only boo on the MySpace, things got messy. She commented on a photo of Josh with Sarah that he deserved better. And Sarah commented back, he found better.
Oh, snap.
Neither girl wanted to give up Josh. And then Rachel got Sarah's number off of Josh's phone. And so the texting wars and voicemails between the girls began. Now, Sarah's position in the beginning was she thought that Rachel was just a jealous ex-girlfriend.
Okay, I could see that.
Okay, she didn't really know, actually two-timing. Yeah.
Okay.
But then one day she had had enough of Rachel's text and then that told her stay away from Josh, She called Rachel and said, listen, Rachel, he's my boyfriend. You need to move on. And then Rachel told her, no. I was just with him yesterday and the day before. Lottie. So she was heartbroken to hear Rachel tell her she's been hooking up with him the whole time they were supposedly together. Imagine like your first love. I can't imagine, actually.
Speaking of that Josh again.
I was not even going to tell that part, but whatever. Okay. But still, okay. So Sarah did not break up with him. Okay. And as if his infidelity wasn't enough, his relationship with Sarah had grown volatile. This is where it gets real not funny. Okay. Police interviewed Sarah 6 times about public confrontations she had with Josh. And I also read that Sarah had a confrontation with Josh's baby mama, Erin, too. And Josh admitted to punching Sarah in the face.
Oh, God. So, yeah, so it's, now Sarah is like, now Sarah's kind of being like Rachel.
Rachel's nuts. Sarah's nuts.
Okay.
Okay. So it's bad. And instead of pressing charges, like at this point, Sarah's parents begged her to do and ditch his ass. She decided to go see Rachel face to face for herself. Mm-hmm. She knew Rachel worked at the Applebee's, so she started going to Applebee's. So there was a karaoke night there.
Oh, it's fun.
Yeah. Fun, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. And Sarah and her friends.
I was going to ask, did she bring her friends? Like, it's not just her showing up without like her friends. Okay. Yeah.
So Sarah and her friends would get up and sing songs they thought might just get under Rachel's skin.
Like what?
I don't know. I guess they like would also like add lyrics. You know, they would just get up there and say like, stupid.
I'm trying to think in like 2008, 2009. Bad girl.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know that one. Right? Yeah. Well, Sarah next leveled it too. She also bumped Rachel repeatedly so that Rachel would drop whatever she was carrying while she was working.
Oh my God. I would hate that.
That's balls, right? I mean, that takes some balls.
It for sure.
Girls are, but it's mean girl. So mean girl. Girls are so nuts at that age.
At every age.
At every age. But I
think about the drama that.
Oh my God.
I mean, at this age that I've had, like, I don't even need drama or want drama.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Girls are crazy.
Yeah.
There are also accusations that Sarah and her friends would follow Rachel home from work, try to run her off the road. There were slashed tires. And remember, Sarah and her friends were still in high school.
Yeah. And how old is Rachel at this time? Is she like the same age?
Rachel was 18. No, she was 18.
Okay.
Sarah was 10 months younger than her.
Okay. So not that. Like she's a senior.
They're basically the same age.
Yeah.
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 Okay. It sounds like Sarah was responsible for more in-person harassment, but Rachel was responding to it by sending her violent threats in return. She left her many voicemails, but the one that is ominous is the one where she said, and I quote, "Seriously, I told you to watch your fucking back and not to chill with him. Now your ass is mine, and I'm guaranteeing you I'm gonna fucking murder you. I'm letting you know that now."
Yikes. Okay. Yeah. So, and being Sarah, probably like, it's an empty threat.
Yeah. You know, I'm sure that's what I would have thought.
Yeah. Like, you're going to show up at my work.
At that age.
Bump me and.
Yeah.
Whatever, you know?
I think we can agree that clearly at this point, both girls are contributing to this, to the drama, to all this nonsense. Okay. Yeah. Like, it's going both ways. So on April 15th, 2009, Sarah spent the day crying about seeing a MySpace post of Rachel and Josh that Rachel posted, captioned, "Lovin' my boo."
Okay. I just don't understand what Josh has got. I mean, is he like,
He's got nothing.
He's got nothing. Like, Is he buying them?
He's like a small guy. He's good looking. No, I think he was, you know.
Like, move on. There's plenty of fish in the sea.
Oh, there's plenty.
Especially at that age. I mean, there's a lot of guys. Okay.
But I get it. Like, you got to kiss a lot of toads.
Yeah, but.
Trust me.
Okay. I know.
Okay.
I trust you.
Okay. So, to have lived through it. Okay. So she texted Josh about it that day, the whole love in my boo thing. Okay. Around 1 p.m., Sarah texted Josh, all we do is fight about her or something that has to do with her. And it sucks. I hate fighting with you. I love you so much, but this shit hurts.
Oh my God. Like, move on. Have some self-esteem.
Oh my God.
And self-respect. Like,
I know you just want to shake her. Yeah. Okay. So
you almost want to be like, get your ass to college where you're going to meet somebody that has some like drive,
right?
Like you do, because you said she's like a.
Listeners, if you're a parent and your child always has questions on their homework, like mine, and you don't feel equipped to answer them, like me, and you want to save money on private tutoring, who doesn't? Then IXL is right for your family. IXL is an online learning program for kids that can be used on your computer, your phone, or your tablet with the app. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. I love it because of the way the program is designed to help kids really understand and master topics. It's so adaptive. So as your kid uses it, the program figures out what your kid needs more help with. Then it recommends more topics to practice and helps them build any missing foundations and take on challenges when they're ready. IXL is backed by research, and it shows wherever you may be, from California to Florida to Kansas to Hawaii. The research is clear. When kids use this program, they get better test scores. Kids are smart. They may just need more support outside of school. Give them that extra help they deserve with IXL. If your child is struggling, this is a smart investment that you can make for them. Membership starts at only $9.95 a month. I love the value of IXL and how simple it is now for me to find the specific help my kids need. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Housewives of True Crime podcast listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
What is one lesson you learned the hard way? Let me tell you, in my early years, it was overspending, credit cards, and simply not putting my money where it could grow. You've heard us talk about Acorns before, and today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. April is Financial Literacy Month. That's right, they made a whole month reminding you to finally take control of your money. Good news is, you don't need 30 days. Acorns makes it easy to start saving and investing for your future in just 5 minutes. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you and your money goals. You don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, even if all you have is spare change. Honestly, you don't need a lot of time to set up. 5 minutes and you are on the road to your future. Currently, Kyla, my daughter, is looking into her future and the ways to make her money grow. You know, a car is right around the corner for this teenager. So teaching her the ways to invest with Acorns is making it so easy for us. Sign up now and join the over 14 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $25 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorn app today to get started. Paid client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink. April is Financial Literacy Month, the perfect time to start teaching your kids the value of money. And Acorns Early makes it easy with their Smart Money app and debit card for kids. Acorns Early Chores Tracker teaches kids that hard work pays off. You just set up their tasks, payment amount, tick off the chores when they're done, and boom, they've got money in their card. Saving goals help kids turn savings into habit. Kids get a new sense of independence when they spend what they earn with their very own debit card. Plus, kids can build up their money knowledge and their confidence with bite-sized financial lessons. Parents keep track of when and where their kids are spending, get real-time spending notifications. You know, it's a great, great thing. We do it for our kids. I actually am just going to start setting it up for my youngest, But Kyla loves it. She feels very like a grown-up, you know what I mean? But we still have control over what's going on. And it's a great way for her to start saving for a car, like I told you guys she was doing last time I talked about Acorns. Are you ready to help your kids grow money skills that will last a lifetime? Head to acornsearly.com/clink or download the Acorns Early app to get started. Sign up now and your first month is on us. Again, that's acornsearly.com/clink. Acorns Early Card is issued by Community Federal Savings Bank, member FDIC, pursuant to license by MasterCard International. TNCs apply. Monthly subscription fees starting at $5 per month unless canceled.
A good student, her grades started slipping when she hooked up with this douche.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many people. Okay. I just know where this is going.
Of course. Yeah, you do. Okay. So he didn't respond.
He didn't respond.
Douchebag boo. He didn't respond.
He's weak also.
Initially. He's playing her. Okay. So she texted him back again and said, "You say you love me, but you don't text me back." No response until 8 p.m. And then he just said, "Bring the movies."
Okay.
That's it. That's all.
That's it.
That's okay. What he said. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So that night, Rachel had she had the night off at Applebee's and she had wanted to hang out with Josh, but he had told her that he had to babysit for his sister at her house.
Okay.
Well, Rachel still held out hope that they could hang out because they'd been together the night before. So things were, you know, she thought things were good with them, but we know that's not happening because he told Sarah to bring the movies. And of course,
Sarah's 100% bringing the movies.
Sarah's bringing the movies. That's all you got to say, right? I mean, okay. So on Sarah's way over to see Josh, she did a drive-by past Rachel's place. And Rachel happened to be outside walking her dog. Sarah yelled out the window, "Stay away from my man."
Oh my God, Sarah.
I know. So Rachel was shook by this. And when she went back inside her apartment, she grabbed a steak knife and put it in her purse. She then called her friend Javier and asked if she could come over because she was scared and didn't want to be alone. He said yes, and she got there around 11 p.m. But on her way, she decided to do a drive-by to Josh's sister's house, where Josh had said he was babysitting.
And he wasn't there.
No. Oh. He was there, and also was Sarah's car in the driveway.
Oh. So he was babysitting with Sarah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Rachel didn't quit driving by. She drove by a couple times and she texted Josh, "Now I see why you're not talking to me. You got her." And Josh responded, I mean, you got to imagine he's got Sarah sitting there next to him. He said, "That's right. I don't like you no more."
Actually, Sarah responded.
Basically. Okay. Yeah. So Josh had seen her driving by and messaged her, "Why are you on the street? Go home." And she replied, "No, I'll wait for her to go home."
Gretchy, how's your morning cereal eating going?
You mean my any time of day cereal eating going?
100%. I love eating Magic Spoon cereal for dinner.
Oh my gosh, it's the best way to get in all of your protein. Low carb friendly.
Low carb. If you guys have not tried Magic Spoon, Gretchen and I are here to tell you that it is hands down the best, and your kids will even eat it. It's like, think about the sugar cereals that we all used to love, except for it doesn't have any sugar. 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving, you guys. Hot damn.
Hot damn is right. We love it around here. Can't get enough.
And if that doesn't float your boat, it's only 140 calories a serving.
That's right.
It's keto friendly, gluten free, grain free, soy free, low carb, and GMO free. And we have more exciting news for you. Magic Spoon will be releasing two amazing new flavors this month for a limited time. Cookies and cream, Gretchen.
I'm so excited.
I can't.
I am legit so excited.
Me too. I cannot wait to get them. And maple waffle. If that isn't the most comforting, indulgent combination, then I really don't know what is, you guys. This is the ultimate treat yourself combo. So make sure you get some while you can for a limited time. You can also build your own box. Available flavors to build your own custom bundle are cocoa, fruity, frosted, peanut butter, and cinnamon. And if you're listening from Canada, guess what? You can now get Magic Spoon too.
Nice.
So guys, go to magicspoon.com/clink clink to grab your new limited edition cookies and cream and maples and waffles. Again, that promo code is clink clink at checkout to save $5 off your order. Remember, get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/clink clink and use the code clink clink to save $5.
Sarah, of course, did not want to give Rachel the satisfaction of leaving, but like she was already pushing curfew. And so after midnight, she left, and on her way home, she gave Josh's sister and her friend a ride to McDonald's. When the three girls were in the car, Rachel called Sarah. So Sarah put it on speakerphone, and Rachel said, "I am going to kill you." So now all these girls are amped up. They're all, you can imagine these young girls, like all in the car, like, "She's going to kill you." You know, I can picture that. Okay. So then Sarah was waved down by a friend of hers who said, "You looking for Rachel? She is outside Javier's house right now." So Sarah booked it to Javier's.
Oh my God. And Rachel, why?
Rachel was outside talking to two guys in Javier's driveway. Sarah got out of the car and so did the other girls. And seeing this, Rachel pulled the knife out of her purse. And it happened so fast, it's not clear who threw the first punch, but it was clear that Rachel had stabbed Sarah twice in the chest with the steak knife. Sarah was in shock after being stabbed and told her friends, "We've got to go." And she tried to call Josh, but she was just able to utter the words, "It hurts," before she collapsed in the street.
Oh, God.
Javier took off his shirt and tried to stop the bleeding, and the girls called 911, but Sarah died at the hospital that night with her parents and Josh in the waiting room.
Oh, Sarah's my God.
Yeah.
Dude, this girl, like, is such stupid.
It's so stupid. It's so stupid. So Sarah's dad told Josh, "She's dead because of you."
Well, it's true.
Yeah, it is true. So Rachel was sitting outside on a bench, and everyone had told the police, you know, she stabbed Sarah. So there was no question about that. Yeah. And so she willingly went with them. She didn't try to run or anything. So she went with them for questioning. She told the police that Sarah and her two friends had rushed her and hit her a few times before she pulled out the knife, and she only wanted to scare them. She said that she didn't see where she stabbed Sarah, and she doesn't remember stabbing her at all. She also told police that she threw the knife on the roof, and that is where police found it. The police told her during this interview that Sarah was dead from the wounds she caused, and Rachel broke down hysterically in tears. They charged her with second-degree murder. I mean, it's kind of complicated, right? I mean, Sarah went looking for a fight. Clearly. Mm-hmm. But a fist fight. Like when Rachel brought out that knife, she took it to the next level.
Yes, 100%.
That was.
You also know that even with your fist fight, a fist can be considered.
Oh, it's all stupid.
A deadly weapon. Just, but I mean,
but
like, why did she grab the knife in the first place? And why did she say she was going to kill her? It's not like she didn't have that in her mind that she would actually hurt her enough to like kill her.
Sure. I think she was really angry. I don't think she really wanted to murder Sarah, even though that is like what she had said in the voicemail and stuff. The problem is, I don't think she was thinking at all. I think she saw red and lost control. I think this is a young girl that has like a chemical imbalance. And I just think it's like a cautionary tale of the repercussions of these girls bullying each other.
Yeah. I mean, really, it should be, they should have been, you know, I love it when you hear these stories where the girls like find out that each of them are seeing the same guy and then they turn on the guy and do something fun where they like catch him in the thing. I like that. Like, that's like girl power. You know, it's like this guy, it's just a guy. He's one of like many. He's not, you know, throwing diamonds at you. Like, what
is
it?
He is just a guy. And by no stretch of the imagination, Sarah did not deserve to die. It is so tragic. But
and
you
she's
cannot.
So young.
Yes. But you cannot push people.
I know.
I mean, I shouldn't say like, I mean, it's just if you antagonize people, that it comes with a risk. And I'm not saying at all that justifies Sarah dying like that. It's the last thing I'm saying at all. I'm just saying, you know, proceed with caution. Right?
Listen, I am constantly telling like my husband or anybody, like, it doesn't matter if somebody cuts you off or, you know, whatever. Like, just, it's a small problem, right? It's a small problem in like the world of life. And people get so triggered quickly.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. You don't always need justice against like a live wire. I mean, because you never know when they are going to explode.
No. And
I hate to break right in during the middle of a story because, you know, I love storytelling. But the other thing I love to do is invest. So I had to tell you about Acorns. Acorns is a financial wellness app that makes it really easy to start saving and investing for your future. You don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with just your spare money you've got right now, even if it's just change. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns recommends a diversified portfolio that can help you weather all the market's ups and downs. This is actually my favorite time to start investing, to be perfectly honest with you. You just need to stick with it, and Acorns makes that easy too. Acorns automatically invests your money, giving it a chance to grow with time. It has been really important to me and my family to invest, and I started years ago, and I have weathered some storms, and it has paid off. Sign up now and join the over 14 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $25 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/clink. That's acorns.com/clink, or download the Acorns app to get started. Played client endorsement, compensation provided, incentives to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advertisers LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink. You remember when Gretchen talked about True Diagnostics' True Age test? It's a test that basically tells you if your actual age matches your bio age, like how fast our bodies and all our important stuff inside is aging. Well, I found out my biological age, which directly predicts my risk for serious disease. Here's why it matters. Research shows that if your biological age is even just 5 years older than your actual age, your risk of developing diseases like cancer and heart disease can jump up as much as 30 to 50%. And that's a big freaking deal. And it's completely avoidable. The good news is nearly 90% of our biological aging is in our hands. Yes, it's driven by the lifestyle we lead, you guys. the habits we have, the alcohol, all that stuff, the environments that you live in, which means we actually have a lot of control over it. I have been really diving into my health lately, and after this test, it has just confirmed that I want to stick with making those healthy choices so I can live longer and better. The test is super easy. It comes in the mail. It's a little finger prick. And then 2 to 3 weeks later, you have your results. If you care about protecting your health and want to find out what your real age is, head over to truediagnostic.com and use my code CLINK to get 25% off your entire order or subscription. That's truediagnostic, truediagnostic.com. So truediagnostic. Use our show CLINK at checkout for 20% off. Your future self will thank you.
Listeners, has it ever felt like you're doing everything right, eating healthy, working out, and yet your energy still crashes or your mood swings hit out of nowhere like a twist in a crime story you didn't see coming? I've been there too, and what I've discovered is that many of these issues could be tied to hormonal imbalances, like a hidden criminal lurking in the background, throwing everything off track. But here's the good news. This is one criminal mystery you can solve with Happy Mammoth. No need for a long, deep dive investigation. Just take the free 2-minute quiz from Happy Mammoth. Answer a few questions about what you're experiencing and where you're at in life, and you'll uncover the real culprit behind your hormonal symptoms. And the best part? After taking the quiz, you'll get a personalized recommendation to help you balance your hormones so you can feel like yourself again. So check out Happy Mammoth, the creators of Hormone Harmony, because they are dedicated to making women's lives easier, especially moms. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. According to a survey, 86% of women started losing weight, 77% said it improved their mood, and the biggest benefit, 100% of women surveyed said they're feeling like themselves again. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code CLINK at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code CLINK for 15% off today.
I mean, Rachel's buttons were pushed and pushed and pushed. Clearly, yes. I mean, she was showing up at her work singing the karaoke songs. It doesn't mean you kill somebody. I mean, I just had this lesson with my son, kicking a teacher. It's the same thing. Yeah. It's like his buttons were pushed so much that he reacted poorly, but the lesson is that you know right from wrong. She knows not to bring a knife. That bringing a knife is what set her up.
That was her downfall. Yeah.
Yeah.
That is the biggest second degree murder.
Second degree murder. I mean, what did she get?
Okay. Well, I'll get to it. Okay. So second degree murder, and leading up to the trial, friends and family didn't think that Rachel really understood the magnitude of the situation.
She probably didn't.
She was not released on bail before the trial. And so from jail, she wrote friends that she was going to marry Javier now.
Oh,
when this was all over. And that it was self-defense and the jury would see it that way. But they didn't. They played the voicemails that Rachel had left Sarah, and witnesses testified, including Josh. And, you know, even though not all of, I mean, you can imagine how fast it happened. And even though not everybody's had the same recollection of that night, there was just no denying that Rachel stabbed Sarah. Would have thought that when you see how super young Rachel looked, I mean, she looked like a baby. And the jury heard about, you know, Sarah's trips to Applebee's to harass her. Yeah. I would have thought they would have needed to deliberate a while, but they didn't. It only took them 2 hours to decide Rachel was guilty of second degree murder.
Second degree, it's not the minimum, but it's like, it's pretty minimal. Like you're.
Yeah, Sarah's family was not happy about it. She was sentenced to 27 years in
prison.
That's
a lot of years for second degree. I will tell you, I think that, I'm sure Sarah's parents wanted first degree because she had the knife and she had called her and threatened her. So it seems like she could have got first degree murder. So she's lucky. And she's young, 20 whatever. How many years does she have to serve? Probably not even 20.
So she appealed in 2012 and she lost. Okay. She, if she serves all 27 years, she will be 43 when she's released.
That dude, that's your age.
Yeah.
Still got a whole life to live.
Life is just beginning.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
She might hear this too. Let me tell you why.
She's getting out early.
No, but I'll tell you why.
She got COVID.
In a second. Okay.
What?
Okay. Well, anyways. Okay. So I think that she gets it now, the severity of, you know, putting that knife in her purse. That was bad. How about stay inside and bring bear mace? That's what I carry.
Yeah, good.
Bear mace. Don't fuck with me. Okay.
Got it.
Okay. She acknowledges now, I think she's grown up a little, that her biggest regret is that she didn't sit down with Sarah and ever just talk to her. The part of the case that really blows, I mean, obviously the worst part is Sarah lost her life, right? And her family lost their child. But the other worst part is that this douchebag, Josh, just walks away.
I know. I knew he would. Like, what did he do? He didn't do anything. He didn't do anything illegal.
He played those girls to the point of, ugh, just
dude,
gross.
Dude, how many people do that? Lots of people do that. Just think.
Okay, so I know he moved out of his mama's house.
Oh, good. I mean, he was okay. He was young,
but he went to go live with another relative.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know if he's
doing now.
I don't know if he took his pit bull with him. I doubt it.
Did you find him?
I found him, but he hadn't updated. I mean, it was probably maybe he has like a new Facebook profile, probably under like a different name or something, because it hadn't been updated since like 2016. But, you know.
I don't know. You guys don't like, lots of guys don't like do Facebook that much.
Oh, yeah. He's probably on one of those cool kid things that I don't snoop around on, like the Twitter. Twitter. You know?
I don't know if that's cool.
I mean, I think the young people are not on the Facebook or even the Instagram. They're on like Snapchat and TikTok.
TikTok.
TikTok, you don't stop.
Yeah.
People are too young to even know that reference right there. Okay. So.
Oh, I was listening to Poison today. My favorite. From Belle Biv DeVoe, you know? Mm-hmm. Poison. Mm-hmm. Okay. And my tennis instructor, I was like, you don't know the song, do you? He's like,
oh my God, no way.
Dude, he's 34. He's from Australia also. So maybe, but I think they have all the music in the 80s and 90s. But he was two maybe when it came out. He's like, oh, maybe I've heard it before. It was like, no, it's my favorite song of all time. So,
yeah, it's good. Well, you know, I listen to the hits on the Sirius radio.
Hits one.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
I know.
So I try to keep current.
Obviously, I do too.
Yeah. And then I turn it back to Coffee House because I can only stand it for a little while.
Yeah, I know.
Because I'm boring. Yeah. Okay. Anyways, Sarah's parents did not allow Josh to attend the funeral. I think we can all understand that. Mm-hmm. Rachel is currently serving her sentence at a correctional facility in Florida. Her release date is 2033. And like I said, she'll be 43 years old. So I looked up her latest mugshot. Mm-hmm. She still looks young, but...
She still is young.
Yeah, I would say she would look a whole lot better with blonde hair and a tan. Like before
she
was
got the mousy brown.
Mousy brown and pale.
That's what the clink does.
That's what it does to you. Yeah.
Don't go to the clink.
Don't go to the clink. Okay, so how this story was brought to my attention was through a roundabout way, like I mentioned in the beginning. A person I know knows a person who started writing Rachel. This person thinks she's real innocent.
But how could she be innocent? There's no innocence in that.
I don't know. But he found like that self-defense? It's not hard. Yeah, I guess. You know, there's a bunch of different, it's like so weird because there are so many cases out there, but there's a ton of episodes of like, you know, on the E channel and whatever about this case because it involves two cute girls.
Mm-hmm.
And the way they make it sound is they say, well, like they paint Rachel really as like the bad guy and Sarah as the good girl. I mean, they mentioned the Applebee's thing, but they don't really, you know, tell you the whole story. It was like that it was going both ways. I mean, they make it seem like it was harmless. Sarah went in there and sang some songs, you know, and I get that. It's that whole, you know, Dateline, when the victim walked in a room, she lit up the room or whatever. I mean, I'm sure Sarah was amazing. I'm not trying to discredit that, but I'm just trying to tell the truth. I read a book about it. And so I got more of the big picture that it was, the truth is it went both ways between these girls.
Yeah.
Okay. So whatever. I don't know. I think that this person just has chosen to only see certain details.
Well, this person probably also likes her.
Yeah, he found it's not hard to communicate with her. The facility that she's in allows her to have a tablet.
Like an iPad?
I don't know. I just know it's a tablet and that she can text on it, watch movies, and listen to music. So maybe she can even listen to podcasts. So whops up, Rachel.
Okay. Wow.
Okay.
Holy shmolies, Batman.
Mm-hmm. This person also sent her a few $100s. I don't think it is wrong to write a prisoner, but I also think it is an easy way to get taken advantage of if you start sending them money.
I don't think that it's not. I'm going to just put it out there. I just don't advise.
I don't advise. Also, I mean, in this case, I'm sure that Rachel had like, she has parents who are like supportive of her. So I'm sure her parents are keeping enough money on her books to get whatever she wants from commissary. And, you know, apparently prisoners are getting stimulus checks. So like, they're all good.
Yeah, right? Well, she's going to have a lot from a stimulus check soon.
That's right. That should get a lot of granola bars and, you know, whatever.
Oh, that sounds so good right now. I'm on like only eat till 5 o'clock and now it's 10:30 at night.
Like, yeah.
I'm already very hungry.
Okay.
Is that a WAP?
No, that is not a WAP because I'm going to tell you a little bit about my personal story.
Okay.
Tab.
Wait, you said this case, she might get out of prison earlier.
No, I don't think she's going to get out of prison earlier.
Okay.
2033 is just around the corner.
Let's hope not.
Okay.
It's not. Yeah. It puts me. Not. No. No, it's not.
Okay. Well, this case got me thinking about when I was in high school and I had a boyfriend's ex-girlfriend start coming into my work all the time, just like Sarah did to Rachel.
Okay.
I was working at my parents' restaurant,
mm-hmm.
like all the time and every weekend. And she started coming in all the time.
Yeah, that's real weird.
Yeah, it was weird. I hadn't met her because my boyfriend told me that they were still friends. Like he took me over to her house and okay. it was really chill. It wasn't like I don't know. I just didn't, you know, really question it. I was like, sure, whatever. She wasn't as cool as you. I think she was probably cooler, but I think that she just, I'm saying she wasn't like a bitch to me. She wasn't super nice. I want to hang out. But so I didn't think it was that weird that he like brought me over there. I thought like, oh, well, maybe they still are friends. I don't know.
Dude, my ex-boyfriend, who was my boyfriend at the time, did that shit with me, but didn't tell me it was his ex-girlfriend's house. So all these bitches were like rude to me.
So that's a problem.
Yeah.
Oh, and I was
like, I'm like, what is the deal?
Yeah, that's not cool at all. Full disclosure. Okay. So I didn't think anything of this girl in that situation. And then she started coming into the restaurant all the time. And I thought that was kind of weird because
totally.
I knew everyone that ate in there regularly. I mean, most of the people that ate at my parents' restaurant were like 90. It was like a little cafe. I mean, you definitely knew, you know. So I thought, you know, something was up with it. But she was cool to me when I saw her. And so I just never thought that much of it or her or anything. Okay.
Okay.
And naturally, you know, that guy broke my heart. I broke up with him because I shouldn't say he broke my heart. I reserve that for somebody else. But I broke up with him because I found out he had another girlfriend.
Oh God.
Okay.
Is this the guy
that see what I'm saying? Much like Sarah and Rachel. Okay.
Is this the guy at the home improvement store?
Yes. Okay. So I confronted him and said,
I'm so gonna go confront him.
I heard you have another girlfriend.
I'm gonna say big mistake.
I said something like that. Like, it's her or me. And he said her. And I said, okay. Whatever. Okay. Years later, I'm going out with some other guy. That's the guy that broke my heart, actually. And we were out and it was like not a big deal. I was introduced to some random girl, you know, who's like friends. And she told me, oh yeah, you probably hate me because I'm friends with Marty. And I was like, I haven't even thought of that chick in years. And she was like, oh yeah, well, she hates you.
Oh my and God.
She knows you're seeing this guy and she hates it.
What is the deal with her?
I know. So I was like, I couldn't believe that she hated me like this whole time. That is so peanuts, butter and jelly. What a bizatch. Okay. So then gets better. So then.
Oh my God.
I got married to Fred, my beloved, por vida. Okay.
Okay.
And I'm living in Ojai. Okay. And small town, by the way. And that's where she's from. And I ran into her at the hardware store. Okay. And I thought about saying, I mean, I saw her and was like, shoots, I really have not seen her like since.
Like 20 years.
It'd been forever.
15,
but I
whatever.
I thought about saying like, hey, remember me?
You over it?
I'm pretty sure you do. Right?
Yeah.
But of course I didn't. Right? Because I'm kind of non-confrontational. So, you know, that was, I guess.
So what happened?
Climactic. So nothing. So that was it. She didn't say anything to me. I didn't say anything to her. So then
was she
this door.
There?
No.
Oh, she was just there buying.
She was just shopping.
Like you. Okay.
Yeah. So this story got me thinking about that guy. And so I cyberstalked him.
Yes, you did.
I did. I did because he was on my mind. And it turns out he lives. I was like, Tab, have you ever heard of this town? And it turns out he lives very close to Tab. And I found out he works at a hardware store.
Yes.
Yeah. Does. Okay.
That I happened upon.
That
today.
Tab. That's oh, not sweet. Maybe we're the nutty girls. Yeah, I was like, I found the store.
And I am so going in, by the way. I'm going to go in and I'm going to take a picture with them. And I'm just going to say, big mistake.
Whops up.
Big. No. I actually told Gretchen that I'm a little sad that she didn't marry him because that would mean that we would live in the same town.
That's true. That's true. We would have spent all these years apart, though, because
I know. Isn't that just
you
so
just
random?
Got there?
It's
yeah.
So random that he.
Oh, that my God. I can't even believe it.
You were doing this story. You thought about him. You looked it up. And then I just.
And then I discovered it today. Okay. So the moral of my story is I am glad I moved away from the area I grew up in and have. Sorry, Tab, not been persuaded to move to Texas because I never worry about taking trips down unpleasant memory lane when I'm at the hardware store in the OC.
You never know, dude. Maybe you'll run into that other one. Actually, no, you won't. He doesn't leave Ventura.
He doesn't leave the house. That's the problem.
Yeah. that was the problem then. And we all saw it. Gretchen didn't. She was like, you know, those love goggles, they are real.
Oh, yeah.
Which obviously they're real because Rachel and Sarah had those love goggles on.
Clearly.
Unfortunately. Clearly. By the way, I went to the DMV today and got myself a Texas driver's license. And they made it. Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. It took me only 6 months. But I'll tell you, I made the appointment 6 months ago. That's how long it takes to get an appointment
at
the Texas DMV, which they don't call the DMV. They call it the Department of Public Safety. So don't Google DMV.
Oh. Okay. DPS?
DPS. That's what's called.
That sounds like dipshit.
Yeah. Well, the people in there were pretty much that. Anyhow, I had to do a vision test. Have you done that yet at the DMV?
Oh my God. Thank God. No, I cannot see.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So, you know, they have you close one eye and then the other eye, and one eye is much stronger than the other eye.
Oh shit. And you're old.
He said, like, read with one eye, read left to right. And then the other way, read right to left. Right.
Yeah.
But I just memorized the 5 letters that you have to read. So I'm like, I'm reading the same line, same letters, just right to left, left to right. But I did on my right eye. I was like, dude, it's a little blurry. And my eye doctor did tell me that everybody needs glasses by 50. I think he might be right.
Oh, damn it.
I know. He said, just because your eyes are real good right now does not mean they're going to be real good in 10 years. So I don't like hearing that. But I did pass, and I do have my temporary Texas driver's license now. So, and I had I had to surrender my right California here. One. Oh, you're so cute with glasses.
Am I a hot nerd?
Yeah, I like that, actually. I like the look. I had to surrender my California driver's license.
Oh.
Yeah, it's really sad. And he's like, do you want to take a picture of it before you give it to me? Yes, I do. He's like, that's the best I can do for you. I was like, can I just keep it? And we say I lost it. Because usually, I mean, I've lost so many, but
no
can do barbecue.
Oh my God. So do you have Texas plates and a Texas driver's license?
Well, I have temporary Texas plates right now because I got the new car, and I have a temporary paper driver's license also. So I'm very temporary at the moment.
Yeah.
Okay. And my picture was awful, and I made him retake it, and the second time was the same exact.
Oh my God, you are the only person that can get away with asking them to like retake your picture.
Oh my gosh, I'm always like, can you show me that?
My driver's license picture is so fucking awful.
Mine is not good. I have a double chin in it. It's like, I'm like, what the hell is this? So yeah,
mine is so bad.
I don't think anybody's as good. My California one was good, but I also had them retake it.
I didn't know you even, that was an option.
I don't think
you can just tell them, retake it, and they listen to you.
You could say, if you're persuasive like me, yes. I'm sure more people than just me do it.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Not you, Gretchy. You're so, you're a rule follower.
No, I can't talk about it, but I'm doing something less than honest tomorrow. And my husband knows that he cannot trust me to do it. So he's coming with me and doing all the talking.
Good.
Yeah. Great. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's a wop.
It's not like a big deal or anything, but
it's fine. No, it's fine. You're not. She gets like all paranoid if she like goes in the like line at the grocery store where it's like 10 items and she has 11.
Oh yeah, I won't fucking do that. I count my shit.
Oh my God. Like seriously.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me give a couple shout outs. You guys, I have had such a week, I'm telling you. Okay. So I want to give a shout out to Sophie Little. She wrote us. She goes on Spotify, so she can't give us any love on Apple. But
okay.
She
thanks
did,
for listening, Sophie. Yeah,
and she listens from Wales.
Across the pond.
All the way across the pond. So thank you.
Clink, clink.
That's so nice. I love when people from other areas besides, you know, Ventura, California, listen to us. I always feel like anybody my mom tells, you know, like anybody besides my mom.
But I also feel like we're busted.
Oh, when our parents' friends listen? Or when what?
Oh, well, I have been busted by them, but I feel like we're busted when anyone from Ventura listens.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever. Feel free to go tell and Marty. I'm talking about him.
Is her name really Marty?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, I thought you made that up. That's not, it's not like Jessica where like
everything. I mean, it's the truth.
Oh my God. You're so funny. Okay. Paige Mary Allen, thank you so much. She found us a couple weeks ago and she posted about us. You guys, you can find us on Housewives of True Crime group. That's where we do a lot of chatting. Also, we have a keto group or whatever you do for exercise and health where we give you recipes and people. I don't know. It's just kind of like a support group. If you guys want to find us there, it's like Housewives of True Crime on crack. I mean, keto or whatever works for you. Patreon this week, I thought was real good. Or last week, Gretchen did a bonus crime. We talked about Harry and Meghan, which really was a hot topic. Obviously, in our group, Live Life Uncorked. She has always been such a supporter, and I think that I really appreciate you. So, thank you so much, Christina Kelder. Thank you. She says that she's a Chrissy, but not a Chrissy. You know, she's a good Chrissy, which
we get it.
We totally do. Oh gosh, you guys, somebody else. I'm so sorry. I took a screenshot, but somehow it didn't get your name. So I am real sorry about that.
Loser.
I am such a loser. You guys, I do this like on the fly. We got very good reviews on Apple this week, and I appreciate that. So if you guys haven't rated and reviewed us, we would love it. And I think that's it.
I thought it would be fun since I talked about the drinking the Snoop wine. Everybody's drinking it right now. So I was going to give them a little clink clink real quick.
What do you mean right now?
Well, because they posted about it and then I responded and then whatever.
And then they
okay,
said
so clink clink for everybody paying attention to me drinking the Snoop wine.
I know that's really
and
nice.
Posting it. They must be in Patreon, right? Is that where I talked about it? Okay, so Lindsay Williams. Clink,
thanks,
clink.
Lindsay. Clink, Lindsay, clink.
She's great. Yeah.
And you know what? It's not affecting her the same way it's affecting you. So
it's not. I thought it was delicious.
I know you did. You drank almost a bottle.
She just
can't handle like.
But it just did me. It just did me wrong the next day.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Corinda Bonata.
But not
clink,
a
clink
clink clink.
She just bought a bottle. Erin Hopgood. We love her.
Oh, yeah, we so do. Good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Carrie Kuntz. I'm not going to call you a cunt. I made that mistake once, even though it felt like that.
But it's Kuntzy. But our other friend is
Hatfield.
I thought our Alana. Other friend is Kuntzy. Alana Kuntzy.
I will never mispronounce that name. Yeah.
I love the name Alana also, but who did you just say? Sorry, I missed that one. Last
okay.
one.
Okay. Carrie Kuntz.
Okay.
And Lynette and Nerbiz.
Okay.
Casey Gomez. Kimberly Dawn Smith. Heather Parrott. Kitty Lotz Simonson. Mm-hmm. Morgan Nelson, Lisa Jordan, Liz Johnson, and Liz Roman.
And Liz Roman.
Clink, clink.
Clink, clink. That's awesome.
Clink, clink. Okay.
Clink, clink.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, stain, tools, flooring, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online from May 8th through May 14th. Not a member? Join MyLowe's Pro Rewards for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.